为了抓捕本拉登
，to catch Bin Laden，
从2001年到2011年
，from 2001 to 2011，
美国折腾了整整十年。
After 10 years of hard work，
中情局派出了超过1000名特工。
The spy agency dispatched over 1,000 agents，
调动全球最先进的监听设备。
Mobilized the world's most advanced listening devices，
花费的钱不计其数。
The amount of money spent is immeasurable，
然而
However，
这一切都是徒劳。
All of this is in vain，
最后找到本拉登的决定性线索。
The final clue to Bin Laden's decision，
还是靠分析在伊拉克抓获的一名基地组织成员的口供得到的。
Based on the testimony obtained from a member of Al-Qaeda who was arrested in Iraq，
在关塔纳摩监狱的严酷审讯下
，Under the harsh interrogation in Guantanamo prison，
这名叫哈桑·古尔的人透露了一个惊人的消息。
Hassan Gul revealed a shocking news。
他曾经亲自传递过一封信。
He once personally delivered a letter。
而这封信的最终接受者是一个代号。
And the final recipient of this letter is a codename。
叫阿布·艾哈迈德·科威特的人。
Abu Ahmed is a Kuwaiti。
古尔强调。
Guo emphasized that。
这个叫科威特的人是本拉登
，The man named Kuwait is Bin Laden，
最信任的
，Most trusted，
也是唯一的核心信使。
This is the only core message，
所有重要的信息都必须通过他进行单线传递。中情局
，All important information must be transmitted through it in a single line， and it must be classified as top secret。
这才发现
，I just realized，
本拉登已经彻底抛弃了所有现代通讯方式。
Bin Laden has completely abandoned all modern communication methods。
他返璞归真。
He is simple and natural。
不用电话
，without phone，
不用邮件
，no email，
没有无线电台
，no radio station，
用最古老的人力信使传递情报
，using the oldest human messenger to transmit information，
这是他们多年来无法追踪到的根本原因。
This is the fundamental reason that they have been unable to track down for years。
这也就意味着要找到本拉登。
This also means that finding Bin Laden is necessary。
就必须先找到那个叫科威特的人。
You must first find the person named Kuwait。
当分析师们将阿布·麦哈迈德·科威特这个名字输入更深层的数据库时
，When analysts input the name Abu Mohammed Kuwaiti into deeper databases，
他们惊恐地发现，这个名字其实早在七年前就出现过。
They were horrified to discover that the name had actually appeared 7 years ago。
那是在托拉波拉山区围剿的一批俘虏中。
These were a group of prisoners being rounded up in the Tor Barla Mountains.
有一个叫穆罕默德·卡塔尼的人。
There is a person named Mohammed Qattani.
这家伙为了活命供出了一份名单。
This guy gave up a list to survive.
其中就提到过这个名叫科威特的人。
He mentioned someone named Kuwait.
说
Say,
他是组织里的重要人物。
He is an important figure in the organization。
可是，当特工拿着这份名单去讯问
，However, when the agent took the list to interrogate，
在押的911事件的总设计师哈里德·谢赫·穆罕默德时
，When the 911 incident was under investigation，
这位更高级别的基地头目。 却轻描淡写地告诉审讯官，科威特那家伙。
A higher-ranking base commander casually told the interrogator, Kuwait, that
他早就离开组织了。
He had already left the organization.
我听说他已经死了，一个无足轻重的小人物罢了。
I heard that he was just a minor, insignificant figure who had already passed away.
你们找他干嘛？
What are you doing to find him?
特工们选择相信了他的话。
The agents chose to believe his words.
现在看来这是一个致命的错误。
Now it seems like a fatal mistake.
他们低估了基地组织的纪律性和反审讯能力。
They underestimated the discipline and resistance to interrogation of Al-Qaeda.
穆罕默德用一个完美的谎言。
Muhammad used a perfect lie.
成功地保护了整个组织最重要的生命线。
Successfully protected the most important lifeline of the entire organization.
也就是本拉登与外界能唯一联系的人。
That was the only person Bin Laden could communicate with the outside world.
这个名叫科威特的人被忽略。
This person named Kuwait is being ignored.
在数据库的某个角落里沉睡了整整七年。
Sleeping for a whole 7 years in a corner of the database.
但现在要找出他来，无疑于大海捞针。
But now, finding him is like finding a needle in a haystack.
特工们反复研究分析。
The agents repeatedly studied.And analyzed.
科威特或许是个化名。
Kuwait might be a pseudonym.
但他的家族是真的。
But his family is real.
不应该只盯着一个名字。
Don't just focus on one name.
而是应该去监控所有与这个名字可能产生关联的家庭成员。
Instead, you should monitor all family members who may be associated with this name.
这也是他们一直在进行单点追踪。
This is also what they have been doing, which is single point tracking.
却忽略了最基本的人类社会关系家庭网络所犯的一个错误。
However, they overlooked the most basic error in human social relations, the family network.
一个人可以隐藏自己。
A person can hide themselves.
但他的父母。
But his parents.
兄弟。
Brothers.
老婆。
Here.
孩子呢？
Where are the children?
他们总需要和外界联系吧。
They always need to be in contact with the outside world, right?
在向上级申请最高权限后
After applying for the highest level of permission to the supervisor,
分析师们动用全球监听网络梯队系统
Analysts use the global listening network team system.
把所有与科威特这个名字沾边的家族
All families with the name Kuwait.
无论在巴基斯坦、沙特还是任何地方的，全部放进了监听名单里。
Whether in Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, or anywhere else, all those who have been put on the list.
他们不再刻意去寻找科威特本人。
They no longer deliberately seek out Kuwait.
而是开始大海捞针般在全球范围内。寻找所有可能与他有关联的家庭。分析师们梳理了数千份审讯记录。
Instead, they began to search around the world like a needle in a haystack, and they analyzed thousands of interrogation records.
从中找到了科威特人。
I found Kuwaitis.
可能所属的部族和家庭姓氏。
Possible tribe and family surnames.
然后一场史无前例的监听风暴开始了，数以万计的电话。
Then an unprecedented surveillance storm began with tens of thousands of phone calls being monitored.
邮件、短信。
email, SMS.
只要包含相关的关键词
as long as it contains relevant keywords,
都会被超级计算机自动筛选出来
all will be automatically screened by supercomputers,
再有人工进行分析
further analysis by humans,
这是一项枯燥到令人发疯的工作
this is a tedious and maddening job,
日复一日，年复一年
day after day, year after year
监听中心里只有电流的嗡嗡声和分析师们疲惫的叹息
the only sound in the monitoring center was the hum of electricity and the analyst may sigh tiredly
就这样
that's it
又过了整整六年时间
it has been a full 6 years
来到了2010年
It was the year 2010.
就在所有人都快要放弃的时候
Just when everyone was about to give up,
巴基斯坦的一个监听站
A listening station in Pakistan,
截获了一通极不寻常的国际长途电话
Intercepted a very unusual international long-distance phone call.
电话的一头是科威特的一个远房亲戚。
The other end of the phone was a distant relative in Kuwait.
他早已被中情局列为低风险监控目标。
He had already been listed as a low-risk monitoring target by the CIA.
而电话的另一头是一个神秘的男人。
And on the other end of the phone was a mysterious man.
对话的内容充满了诡异的暗语。
The dialogue was full of cryptic and sinister undertones.
亲戚问道
Relatives asked,
你现在在哪儿
Where are you now?
神秘男人回答
The mysterious man replied,
我
I've
跟以前那些人在一起。
With those people from before.
亲戚又问你们还好吗
Are your relatives asking you how you are doing again?
男人沉默了片刻说
The man remained silent for a moment.
上帝保佑我们。接着亲戚问了一个让分析师汗毛倒竖的问题。
God bless us, and then the relatives asked another question that made the analyst's hairs stand on end.
你哥哥现在怎么样啊
?How is your brother now?
在中情局的情报里
,In the CIA's intelligence,
科威特确实有一个哥哥。这段对话看似闲聊家常。
Kuwait actually has a brother. This conversation seems like a casual chat.
却违反了所有正常交流的逻辑。
However, it violated all the logic of normal communication.
没有具体的地点。
No specific location.
没有具体的人名。
No specific names are mentioned.
没有具体的事情。
There is nothing specific.
每一句话都像是在刻意躲避着什么。中情局
Each sentence seems to be deliberately evading some kind of intelligence agency.
马上对这个拨出电话的号码进行了最高级别的追踪。
Immediately initiated the highest level of tracking for this phone number.
他们发现这个号码的使用者极度谨慎。
They found that the user of this number was extremely cautious.
手机常年处于关机状态。
The phone is often in a state of being turned off.
只有在移动到巴基斯坦北部的大城市白沙瓦时。
Only when I moved to the northern Pakistani city of Peshawar.
才会偶尔开机。
Only occasionally turn on.
并且通话时间极短。
And the call duration was very short.
这是一个典型的反追踪行为。
This is a typical example of anti-tracking behavior.
通讯局立刻调集了所有在巴基斯坦的人力物力，对白沙瓦地区展开了地毯式的搜索。
Immediately, the special forces dispatched all available personnel and equipment to the Batala region for a thorough search.
他们不再是寻找一个代号。
They no longer seek a code name.
而是在寻找一个使用着特定手机号码的活生生的人。
And the task is to find a living person who is using a specific phone number.
2010年8月
August 2010,
一名中情局的当地线人在一片混乱的车流中锁定了一辆破旧的白色铃木小轿车，驾驶座上的那个男人与中情局
A local CIA agent spotted a man in a dilapidated white Suzuki car driving alongside a CIA vehicle in a chaotic traffic flow.
根据零碎情报拼凑出的名叫科威特
Based on fragmented information, his name is Kuwait.
这个人的体貌特征高度吻合。
The person's physical characteristics match perfectly.
于是
So,
线人驾驶着摩托车 不远不近地跟着那辆白色铃木轿车。那辆车穿过拥挤的市集。
The driver was riding a motorcycle, keeping a close but not too close distance behind the white Suzuki car. The car drove through the crowded market.
绕过尘土飞扬的郊区公路
Passing through the dusty suburban road
最终停靠的地方
The final stop
让这名经验丰富的线人也倒吸一口凉气
Even this experienced county official was taken aback